Now, if you went to the dentist, you'd say the dentist would be looking at your
teeth.
Oh, and if you got a bad one, he'd tell you he's got to feel that.
Yeah.
Feel that.
Yeah, I've been having mine pulled, and they're just like pulling something out of concrete.
You have to have it.
Yeah, mine's fast filling.
Do they pull one at a time? One.
Yeah, but I have a niece that went to the hospital and they put her to sleep and pulled all of hers and put her new teeth in her mouth.
They did.
But I couldn't stand that now. I'd be too much.
That's awful. Well, now this part right up here.
That'd be your gums, you see.
Now this part of your hand, you call that?
Palm is your hand.
Now, if somebody got mad, you'd say double up both his
fists.
And if he just shook one, he'd say he shook his
fist at you, at me.
Now, we were talking about having rheumatism type stuff. Now, the places on your body where you get that move would be called the
joints. Yeah, joints.
The upper part of a man's body is called his.
Well, it would be the chest or.
Yeah.
Chest up here and then down for the stomach, you know, and all.
And this right here.
Shoulders.
The things that we walk on would be our.
Your legs, you know. Of course, our feet stretch to our legs.
And if somebody, if they go to get some new shoes, if they have to measure for them, they say they have to measure each.
The size, you know.
And they take each.
What size it wear, you know.
Now, the front part of your leg that you bang up against stuff would be called the shin.
Called the shin, you know, where this bone is, in front. We're always bumping it.
Now, the back part of the thighs, if they squat down, they say they're squatting down on the back part of your leg, squatting down on your.
Well, that'd be thighs under here, You see, the thick part of your leg.
Have you ever heard anybody call that the hunkers or the haunches?
Yeah, I'll go to the hunkers, where they hunker down, on their knees.
Hunker down.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's been sick for a while, their face, you might say, well, they're up and about now, but they still look a little bit.
What you mean, wrinkly or pale or pale?
Pale
or whatever.
When they don't quite look healthy.
That'd be look pale.
Would that be the same? Or how about? Have you ever heard them say they look peaked?
Yeah. Well, I think if you look pale, you'd be peaked.
You'd be peaked.
Yeah, you would.
Now, if you're talking about a man, it doesn't matter. Somebody who can lift heavy weights, you'd say that person's really
strong.
Now, how about a woman that she isn't really real fat, but she's
kind of plump.
Kind of plump.
Yeah.
Now, how about somebody that's let's ask you if you use this word. How about the word stout? Would you ever use that?
Oh, yes, I've heard that remark a lot.
They say that?
Yeah, just about someone go to pick up something and someone say, oh, she's stout, isn't she? I've heard that expression of strong,
It would mean strong.
Yeah.
Now, a person that's just real easy to get along with, you say that person's really?
Well, it'd be easy to get along with, or what most expressions they make here. It's real,
good
natured, yeah.
Now, how about something, especially like these teenage boys, that just.